Chris Moyles, he obviously the rant that he did about his pay. I know you talked about that in the interview on in the Times on Saturday. What did you make of that?
Well, I didn't hear it, but it didn't surprise me at all, because you know I did a very similar show to Chris's for not quite as long as he's been doing it, and when you become the story, you know, Chris's show has been a soap opera of him and his team, which is exactly what ours
you
was.
Turned you say in the book you, what you did is, because you know you're not a rock star or a chat show host, but you made your radio show into a soap opera to give it that kind of added value. Yeah. That was the thinking behind it.
And what I did was I did stuff in the day and then came and reported on it during the show. Well, that's the opposite of how soap operas work, because soap operas aren't real, so they write them in the day and then they present them for half an hour. And when you actually use yourself as your own research, you're going to dig a well that's going to go dry one day. And I think that's happened to Chris. And I think that it didn't surprise me for one second that he reached that point a couple of weeks ago.
What does that mean? He's gone a bit mad? What does that
mean? Yeah, slightly, I would imagine. You know, he's lost perspective. I think so, absolutely. Because you wouldn't do that. Why do you presume for one second? And by the way, I'm guilty of this, so I'm not saying I've not done it and he has done it. Why do you think you have the right to hijack a BBC microphone to make that complaint?
Because you think it's quite entertaining, and because of the
I don't think entertainment was in his mind.
I mean, I think it was very real. What I quite liked about it was that it was unlike other radio shows, and that it was kind of personal, and that he opened the microphone, and he talked for 30 minutes without a record, and just ranted. Which, as you say, sometimes.
I once did an hour on Radio 1 with one record between 8 and 9.
What were you ranting about?
I can't remember, for heaven's sake. You know, that's how ludicrous it was.
That kind of arrogance, though, can be quite appealing, can't it? I remember. There was one Radio 1 show you did once I was listening, and it struck me that you were on the BBC doing this, and you were moaning about the Daily Mail, and it was really compelling, and you said to the listeners, you went, right, it's us or them. You either listen to my Radio 1 breakfast show or you read the Daily Mail. You don't do both. And that was exciting.
I think arrogance in youth is somewhat appealing, but I think as you get older, it's less so.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
it's
I think
turning 40 thing again.
Yeah, I think the Arctic Monkeys are fine when the age they are or were, but as they get older, they've got to be careful. And I still think that what's very strange about your point about Chris's show and that morning, it may well have been entertaining, or it may well not have been entertaining. But what I find the most intriguing point is that he went to work that day and thought it might be. Now, that for a popular national radio show, I'm not sure that's a good thought.
No, I understand that point, but the counter-argument is when he was doing it was hard to switch off. And isn't that good radio? When you can't get out your car because you don't want this link to finish. You're like, come on, I need to go to work, but I can't because this is so compelling.
I agree. If that was a one, but what's he going to do tomorrow? What's he going to do the next day?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where does that lead? If that's where you are, if that's where you go to get people not to turn off, and I'm not sure he did it as consciously as you think he did it, maybe. What do you do next? You know, it's got to be something that you can keep going.
On the broader subject of what he could do next, in the papers, a couple of papers today, it says that he's on the verge of leaving Radio 1 to go to commercial radio. Did you see any of those reports?
Yeah, I did see those reports. It doesn't surprise me, to be honest. And I think that there may be some truth in
those. Do you? Why do you think that?
Well, because Chris has got to go somewhere else next, because it's time for him to leave, isn't it?
I would say.
I think so.
Why?
Yeah.
Why is it time for him to leave?
Well, because he's broken all the records. He's been the longest ever serving DJ on Radio 1, I think. I think he broke Tony Blackburn's record last year. I think that he's way out of the demographic already of the listenership.
He's out of the target listenership. I'm not sure he's actually out of the listenership.
Well, I remember when I was listening to Radio 1, I could never believe how old the breakfast DJ was compared to me. And I thought, this guy's too old to be my breakfast DJ. And they were about 28, 29 then.
Yeah.
But I also think he's got to leave sometime. So you've got to leave whilst there's some heat around. Because you've got to be hot, and he's still hot. Let's face it, the guy is still hot.
Is he good? Do you rate him? Do you think he does a good show?
I don't listen to the show.
But when you did hear it before you did,
honest to goodness, I'm not ducking the question. I've listened to his show I used to listen to his show more when he was on before me on Radio 1 than I ever have done since. I listened to a Gordon Ramsay interview he did last November, which I thought was quite good for half an hour. I think he's good when he's got stuff around him. When he's got content, he's really good. But it's when he's not got the content that's when he suffers. And we all need content. And you can't fool yourself for one second if you think you're good enough not to have that. And go on the radio and just talk. Nobody's that good, you know?
But that's exactly what you did.
Only for a year. No. Then I ran out of stuff.
Do you think... Anyway, you know what a fan I was of all that of your Radio 1 days. I'm a fan of your Radio 2 days. And do you think Chris Moyles could work at Radio 2?
Of course he could, because he's talented and he's walked the boards, you know. But I think he'll go to commercial radio. I think he'll get a massive pay packet. And I think he'll do very well.
Which station?
Oh, well, I think he'll go... He's got to go national. And if
is there a national commercial station?
Well, apparently Capital Radio are going to go national. I don't know how they're going to do that. I was talking about this on the way in, and somebody said you would know because you're across everything. So obviously you don't. But no, I think that he should be the first big, big commercial breakfast DJ.
Paid millions of pounds.
Cause a big fuss. If that's what if he wants to cause a fuss, go and cause one. Cause it better than anyone else and get paid well.
And you think
it.
That's what he'll do?
I think that's what he probably should do.
Okay. Chris, it's so good
to
see
you. I'm not sure.
Do you ever talk? Because you're talking in that interview about, you know, if ever he wants advice, I think you say. You almost considered calling him after that rant, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. But then again, you know, why would he listen to me? You know, I mean, I'd be more than happy to talk to him. But good, I'm sure that he's in a place where he's going to do what he wants to do.